Elected officials, political leaders, and voters in Wisconsin reacted to the news that President Joe Biden will not seek re-election. It's Monday, July 22nd. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Mallory Chang. Coming up, a Fond du Lac manufacturer is temporarily laying off some nearly 1,700 workers. Nuclear physicists at the University of Wisconsin-Madison make a scientific breakthrough. And from Wisconsin Life, a story about raising an Olympian. Stay with us. We'll be back after this break.
You tune in every weekday for your dose of local news on Wisconsin Today. You enjoy headlines with context as well as a longer story. This news is community supported. Join in with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Most prominent Wisconsin Democrats backed President Joe Biden right up until the news broke out yesterday that he's ending his re-election campaign. As Anya Van Wagendonk reports, many expressed thanks for his accomplishments in office.
As Biden faced calls to step down from some Democrats in recent weeks, many of his Wisconsin supporters stood by him. That included Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. But after Biden decided to step down, Crowley said he was grateful for Biden's tenure and that he's ready for what's next.
We are, you know, galvanizing our folks to make sure that we have that enthusiasm. No matter who that nominee is going to be.
And Crowley said he'll be backing Kamala Harris at the top of the ticket. Senator Tammy Baldwin also endorsed Harris. Governor Tony Evers thanked Biden, but did not endorse anyone else. The Wisconsin GOP issued a statement saying that Biden's choice throws the process into chaos and argued he cannot be trusted to serve out the remainder of his term. Anya Van Wagendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin Public Radio spoke to voters yesterday afternoon on what they thought after President Joe Biden said he was dropping his re-election bid and after he endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris.
So it's sad. I mean, I think he's done a really good job as president. But it's pretty clear that he was not going to be able to, A, win the election, and even if he did, in four more years, he would not be able to serve.
I think it gives it a better choice for voters, honestly, because I think it was kind of too... the lesser of two evils before.
Vice President Harris would be a wonderful president. I think she deserves it. I think she has the acclimate. I think she can do the job. I don't think the public is going to vote for her.
She comes across as somebody who is communicating in a way she thinks she should be communicating rather than authentically as who she is. And for that reason, I don't think she's a great candidate for president. I would more than likely vote for her, but I don't share his enthusiasm about endorsing her.
Yeah, I guess I'm still completely undecided. Probably made me more undecided.
That was Greg Summers, a Democrat in Madison, Jason Van Ness, a Republican in Milwaukee, Lauren Tillman, a Democrat in Madison, Blake Siner, an independent in Milwaukee, and Charity Holinka, an independent from Waukesha. Roughly 1,700 workers will be hit by temporary layoffs at Mercury Marine in Fond du Lac. As Joe Schultz reports, it follows a round of layoffs that cut 300 jobs at the company.
This week, the boat engine maker said it will shut down manufacturing for roughly 6 weeks between now and the end of the year. Mercury Marine's parent company says its sales were down 21% in the first quarter of the year. Those sales declines come as the boating industry cools off after a pandemic boom. In 2020, recreational boat sales hit levels not seen since the early 2000s. They've come back down to earth in recent years. Adam Quant edits an industry trade publication.
It is hard to put ourselves up against the numbers that we put up in COVID just because it is such an anomaly. So with that in mind, you know, I think it's more of a normalization than a huge slowdown.
Boat dealers say inflation and high interest rates have also contributed to sales declines. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
For the first time, a fusion device at the University of Wisconsin in Madison has generated plasma as they work to develop fusion power. For the last 4 years, physicists and engineers have been building and testing the university's so-called WAM device. Until now, nuclear power has come from fission reactors that split atoms apart. Researchers have been trying to harness energy from fusion reactions that join atoms together. That reaction relies on heated plasma, a gas of hot ions, and free-moving electrons. Physicist Luis Delgado Aparicio with the Princeton Plasma Lab says UW-Madison's milestone is a fantastic achievement in the field.
We're trying to get a hot nuclear plasma so we can power cities and communities all across America.
Researchers say the development is an exciting step toward a new carbon-free energy source. A conservative Wisconsin law firm with a history of suing public schools is strengthening its ties with local school boards. Corrine Hess reports the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty says they're providing, quote, ideological diversity.
Will has gotten more involved with public schools over the last 2 years with the Restoring American Education Project. In April, the firm held a day-long school board summit attended by about 100 people. Waukesha parent Erica Kochansky says the district should not have paid $600 for four school board members to attend. She says it was a partisan event. When Kochansky raised questions, school board members told her the Will Summit was similar to events held by the Wisconsin Association of School Boards.
And I was not able to get a clear view that there's any kind of checks and balances when we're deciding how to spend those funds.
Waukesha Schools has since ended its membership with the State Association of School Boards. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, she never set out to raise an Olympic gold medalist, but a Waukesha mom tells us that's exactly what happened. That's coming up right after this break.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about family just ahead of the Summer Olympics in Paris, which starts this week.
The world's best athletes will soon be descending upon the Olympic Games. Watching thousands of runners, swimmers, and gymnasts enter the stadium for the opening ceremony is electric. But then, when you think about all the people who helped those athletes succeed and get them to where they are now, that's inspiring. Nancy Jorgensen is one of those people behind the scenes. The Waukesha writer and mother tells us about raising an Olympian.
When people ask how I parented a world-class athlete, I say I created an Olympian by not trying to create an Olympian. So how did I raise my daughter, Gwen Jorgensen, to be the Rio 2016 gold medalist in triathlon? What do I recommend? Don't underestimate the quiet ones. With an outgoing older sibling, Gwen often deferred to her sister. Hamburgers or hot dogs, library or park, swing or slide, Gwen went along. Until third grade, when she discovered her passion for swimming. Then, Gwen didn't let anyone tell her how to spend her time. She would be in the pool. Practice spelling. As a high school teacher who never dreamed Gwen would be a professional athlete, I believed academics would serve her best. So she and I practiced spelling words. Today, Gwen is no orthographer, but she usually spells correctly for her 100,000 Instagram followers. Being a sports figure in the social media age requires more than physical prowess. Be skeptical of early success. I observed parents glom onto a glimmer of talent and try to produce a star. Any attempt like that with Gwen's freestyle would have backfired. Although swimming was her favorite sport, it wasn't her strongest. She tried and failed to win a state title, then tried and failed to ignite a running career. It took her a decade to combine swim, bike, and run into triathlon. Buy a violin. Mastering Bach's Minuet in G meant working with a coach, playing in a group, and leading a group. Skills Gwen eventually applied to sports. But violin also created a distraction from Gwen's preoccupation with swimming. And I preferred a well-rounded Gwen to an obsessed Gwen. Reward assertiveness. On our commutes to orchestra, Gwen bargained. If you make me go to orchestra, then you have to take me to the YMCA to make up my swim session. I admired her dedication and, most weeks, made that extra trip to the Y. Focus on friendships. Gwen spent so many hours in the pool, I suggested she go to a movie just to have fun. Mom, she said, rolling her eyes, I am having fun. All my friends are in the pool. Then, as now, Gwen's friends were also her competitors. She still gathers inspiration from her friends' achievements. She works with competitors, so both she and they fine-tune their best. Celebrate wins. From the beginning, Gwen found fault with her races. "Are you ever happy with a result?" I said. "Once in sixth grade I had a good race," she told me. I failed to teach her how to be happy. And only in her 20s, when a mentor coached her to celebrate the process rather than the outcome, did she discover joy. Offer to cook, clean, and babysit. At 38, Gwen is now a working mother of two boys. Her office is the pool, the road, and the world stage. I no longer make decisions for her. Now I just help out. When she travels to Yokohama or Hamburg or Havana, I fly from Wisconsin to her home in Colorado to cook, clean, and help care for Stanley and George. Gwen offers her boys an array of activities, from music to reptile camp to taekwondo to cycling. Stanley, at 6, has a penchant for bicycles and remote control cars. George, at 18 months, plays, hoards, and sleeps with Hot Wheels cars. No one suggests a professional pursuit for either of them. We just let the kids play.
Nancy Jorgensen is a writer who lives in Waukesha. She's also the mother of Gwen Jorgensen, a 2-time Olympian and gold medalist in the triathlon. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
With the Olympic Games starting in Paris this week, I'm really excited for the athletes, but my favorite part of watching the Olympics on TV is hearing all of the backstory commentary of all the families watching. It always tugs at my heartstrings learning more about the entire team behind the athlete. And that's today's podcast for this Monday. Thank you for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Mallory Chang. Our producers today were Rob Menzner and John Davis. We'll be back again tomorrow with the latest news about Wisconsin and the world. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Take care.